It is time for us to chat with our latest athlete of the week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Grayson Hartman. He's a sophomore over at Washington High School. He's been a member of the Demon track and field team at the varsity level as a thrower now each of the last two seasons, and he's having a terrific sophomore year that includes an opportunity to compete in both the shot put toss and the discus throw this weekend at the annual Drake Relays in Des Moines. Grayson, congratulations. How does it feel to be able to get the shot at that particular meet, one that makes it kind of difficult in just about every event to qualify for, and to do it in both throwing events?
Thank you. It means a lot. I'm the first demon in history to go for shot put and disc at the same time. So, yeah, it means a lot that I can go out there and compete and represent the demons and hopefully try and come home with a medal.
When did you first start throwing? Was it something you did in middle school or junior high before high school?
So in seventh grade, I almost didn't go for track because I didn't really want to do it, but my brother convinced me to. So I went out, and he's been helping me out since seventh grade, and he's kind of one who got me started with it. So
Between the shot put and the discus, do you think you're better at one than the other, or is it kind of a balance?
I'm definitely better at shot put.
How much do you feel like that is due to the fact that you work on your technique? Because between the two, obviously, there's a specific way you have to throw it, but shot put's just a little more involved with technique, I would guess.
Yeah. I work on shot put a lot more than this, so I would say that's my favorite event. That's the one that I give the most attention to, and that's the one that I love the most.
Talking with Washington's Grayson Hartman, our latest athlete of the week. As you heard him mention earlier, he's the first demon thrower in school history that will make the Drake Relays in both events. You got to state a year ago, I think in at least one of the two events last year. How much did doing that at the end of your freshman year kind of propel you forward for this season?
It was great to go to state last year, but it didn't end how I wanted to. So that drove me to put in a lot of work this offseason and get better for this year. And hopefully I can not fall under the pressure this time.
In between that, after the spring and then the summer that passes, I'm sure there was a lot of time getting spent, first of all, gearing up for football this fall. And you were a part of a great season for that team and a big part of the offensive line as well. They're completely different things, obviously, but did you kind of just feel the strength training that you did for football immediately was starting to pay off once you got to track?
Yeah, definitely. For football, I've been staying consistent in the weight room and getting stronger every day, so that's definitely helped me get stronger for track and field, so that's helped a lot.
Just sort of talking about football and the year that you guys had after some struggles that you had, having to play a fair bit as a freshman, how gratifying was that to have that sort of turnaround season? And then also, how much do you credit that to the seniors and the coaches that you guys had about maybe not put up or shut up time this season, but just saying, hey, we can be better?
Yeah, football was a great season this year. Coach Kelly helped us out quite a bit with staying disciplined and making sure that we put in the work and helping us strive to be our best.
Well, it's paid off, I think, now in multiple sports for you, not just football, but obviously track. I know before we talk about this weekend, I know going back to Des Moines a second time later this spring, that's not only on your mind. I imagine with the success you've had in both events this season, you were talking about being disappointed in your freshman year. You're eyeing state medals this season, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I guess all that's left is talk about this weekend, and it's going to be a pretty deep field. It's going to be something similar to what you see at state, but we mentioned in the shot you've had a lot of success. Are you kind of eyeing a top 10 finish this weekend? Is that the standard for you?
Definitely top 10. Hopefully higher than that, but I'm just eyeing to go out there and compete to my best level and hopefully go out there and drop a big bomb.
We can't wait to see how it goes. Grayson, congrats on a great start to the sophomore track season, and best of luck in Des Moines.
Thank you.
That is Grayson Hartman, Washington Demon sophomore track and field thrower. For the first time in school history, Washington will have an athlete represent them in the boys' discus throw and shot put toss this weekend at one of the great All-American track and field events in the Midwest, the Drake Relays, and in the high school competition. Grayson Hartman will be there to represent Washington in both throwing events after reaching the state championship a year ago. Congratulations to him on accomplishing that and thus being our latest Athlete of the Week.